In today's video, we're going to be meeting folks who are living life a little bit differently. They've ditched traditional housing and stepped away from the fast-paced rat race to find community in the Arizona desert. Everyone out here is living in a vehicle of some sort. The question a lot of people ask is, are these folks just surviving or are they actually thriving? Let me give you a quick look at my tiny home on wheels, then we'll go out and meet the people. I've been living in vehicles for 7 years now, and this is my latest creation. I've been building out this box truck into a tiny home since June of this year, and it's finally getting to the point where it feels like a legitimate tiny home on wheels. There's 2,000 watts of solar on the roof, which powers everything on the inside. My induction cooktop, Wonder oven, mini split heat and air conditioner, my fridge. It all runs with free energy from the sun. The 2,000 watts of solar on the roof power this home on wheels during the day. And then once the sun goes down, I have a 10,000 watt hour battery bank, which keeps everything running through the night. But my absolute favorite part of this tiny home on wheels is the bed area. Let me show you guys how it works. First thing in the morning, I make my cup of coffee, open the rear hatch, and then I just sit right here, stare out into nature. But wait, there's more. This whole bed flips up into the wall. So now I have a seating position, spot for a couple friends to hang out. Enjoy the day, enjoy the location. We got room for activities. We can do workouts, push-ups, little dancing, you know, kind of whatever mood we're feeling. What's your name?
Lang.
Lang, good to meet you, brother. Tell me, how long have you been living in this rig?
Oh, let's see. I've had this about 6.5 years. I got it just before the pandemic. I found myself having trouble enjoying my life. And it just made me question everything. And I was just like, how can I make my life exciting and an adventure and challenging and something that's worth living? And I spent years like researching like what that would be and trying to figure it out. The parallettes was the big game changer for me. These are good for the deep push-ups, and I do these kind of flexibility things. Yeah. I owned a house and it occupied a lot of my mental space. And after selling that and cutting cords with my old life, I love my life now. I have fallen so in love with my life and I feel so blessed. And it's just better than I imagined that it would be. The thing that pulled me into the rebounder is there's just so much research on the health benefits. I could just sit here and bounce. And you can't be cranky. You can't not smile.
So the idea is like it drains your lymph system, gets all the juices flowing. I'm feeling less cranky already. I like it, man. Thank you. So here's the million-dollar question. If you could snap your fingers right now and get teleported into your previous lifestyle, would you go back?
No, because I often grapple with that because I go so many places that I love so much. And I'll often think like, oh, this would be a great place to live. Like, I wonder what property costs here. And then I'm like very quickly now, I'm like, I don't need to buy, like, I live here. I live everywhere. You know, I can do this and I can also do all these other things. So, No, I don't. I never fantasize about going back to a previous life.
As a nomad, I spend a lot of hours on the road, and that means I encounter a lot of crazy drivers. Now, I want to show you something I just installed to help protect myself and my tiny home on wheels during my summer road trip. I picked up the newest Vofo 4K dash cam, and I really like this camera because it's simple to install and it has all the accessories you could want, including a polarized lens filter and a remote control for easy adjustments while you're driving. And installation was super simple. Just peel and stick the camera to your windshield, tuck the power wire into the window trim, plug in the fuse holder into your existing fuse panel, and you're ready to start recording your drive. I had this whole thing installed in less than 20 minutes. Now, as someone who makes videos for a living, I really appreciate that this camera records in high quality 4K 30 FPS, and it uses Sony's Starvis 2 image sensor, which is able to capture all the details of your drive and any vehicles you may encounter. With automatic event monitoring, the camera will automatically save and lock the footage if it detects an accident. If you see a beautiful scene you want to capture, you can just tap the button on the remote control and it'll save that footage as well. Another great feature is the smartphone app. You can monitor the live view of your dash cam and also review saved footage. And when it's time to download the video to your smartphone or your computer, it's extremely fast thanks to Vofo's high-speed Wi-Fi 6 connection. I really just think this is a great dash cam. It does everything you need, it's easy to install, and it's surprisingly affordable. So click the link in the description and pick up your own Vofo 4K dash cam for your protection.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I'm Lonnie, cousin Lonnie to Brad.
How long have you been living in this rig?
Going about just a few months shy of 3 years.
Why the heck are you living in a vehicle, brother? What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of different answers to that. What kind of triggered it all was, a landlord kept raising the rent every year, man. It was like $825 for my space in the trailer park, and it started out as $325. So just over the years,
wow,
it went up. It's all about the adventure too, a new lifestyle. Maybe I was feeling a little stagnant, always open for a new adventure in life. This is by choice for me, totally. I could have stayed there and paid rent. I could have went somewhere else and maybe got some cheaper rent.
If you could snap your fingers right now and you could go back.
No, not at this point. No, I'm not ready for that. Maybe someday, but right now, this is my new lifestyle and, I'm digging it and there's no going back right now.
All right, guys, we got Nomad Brad behind the camera here. Beautiful ladies to my right. Beautiful blue skies out here in the desert. This is Twerk Camp. We're having a great time.
So you mean there was two dudes in the sauna talking about me?
Yes, pretty much. So cool. It's like trying to explain this rich guy what it is to live inside of trucks. Like,
oh, yeah.
Bro, I know. I follow Nomad Brad.
So I'm here with Mo. He was telling me his story about how he ended up on the road. I thought it was super interesting. Totally pertains to this video. So Mo, tell me about how you were living and how you're now living.
So, originally from Brazil, lived in the U.S. most of my life, 20 plus years, was living in Venice Beach. L.A. is kind of my hometown now. Work in tech, in corporate America, worked for Meta, TikTok, and I always thought I was missing something. I go to Burning Man every year, love the community side of it. Then I would go for a week or 10 days, and I just crave the community, aspect of it for a whole year until I could do it again. The algorithm just did its thing where, like, it started suggesting mobile, like, rigs and trucks, RV living.
And so tell me about what was your rent when you were living in Venice Beach versus what are you spending now?
Oh, my rent was $3,100. And now I'm spending $200 a month.
And so now you're saving a bunch of money monthly by not paying that huge rent. What are you, what are you doing now that you got that extra cash? Where are you going?
Well, I'm taking trips. I'm going to Brazil next month. I I'm like catching up on bills, really. Just repurposing the money, in things that are like, will like really like set me, you know, up for a good future.
So here's the $1 million question. If you could snap your fingers and do it all over and be back in your apartment on that previous life path, would you go back?
Absolutely not. No way. No way.
So is it safe to say that you're enjoying yourself? You're having a good time?
It is absolutely safe to say I'm having a good time. This is the life I've been wanting. I just didn't know what it was. And I feel like I'm finally, like, you know, piecing together the life I want.
I love it, man. I'm hearing similar things from so many people. And I really want to try to encourage folks that are interested. Try it out. See if it's for you, because for a lot of people, it's really the best kind of life you can live. Tell me, what are my options? Like, what do you got going on here?
I always prefer to get people on the table, especially if there's any low back pain. And I do all different types of modalities, all the way from the typical Swedish to deep tissue sports. I specialize in lymphatic drainage.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's really like moving your immunity, your immune system.
I feel like I want that.
So that's a really good way to flush out toxins and get like a full body release.
I need that. Okay, do that on the table?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put on a spatula. That's so funny.
It is, yeah. It's on a spatula.
So funny.
It's on a spatula.
Well, my name is Omi, and I've been a traveling massage therapist for, I would say, a good 4.5 years now, and it's been my main source of income. I've primarily gone around to festivals and gatherings, small little, like, pop-ups in the woods, like Jackalope. It's like a little freedom festival.
Tell me, why did you decide to become mobile and, you know, kind of do the nomad thing?
Well, I was, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati, in Fairfield, Ohio, and it was just not it. I went to my first music festival, Pyro Music and Arts Festival. It happens in Ohio in 2019, and I met so many nomads and a beautiful massage therapist who she had been doing that for a living, and I was so inspired. I was like, I have to do this. But I knew that I didn't want to work a 9-to-5. I was doing that and it wasn't sufficing. It wasn't supporting me. I was very stagnant and water needs to flow. Mm. So I had to flow, and that's exactly what I did.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I am loving this so much right now. I got to sign off and focus on this massage right now.
Totally. Let's grow.
Welcome back, friends, to my tiny home on wheels. I just finished putting together the video. I want to say thank you to everyone who clicked, who watched, people who may be nomad curious, you want to just see what's going on. And, you know, I really want to encourage folks, if you're feeling like expenses got you crushed, if you're feeling bored, if you're feeling like life has no adventure left, you're just tired of doing the same things every day, seek out your local nomad and see if this is the right life for you. Everyone I talked to today was absolutely 100% committed, no regrets, not going back. I'm feeling really energetic after my massage with Omi. I want to apologize for the footage. I had the camera facing her back. I should have changed it, but I was so deep in that massage, I just let it run. And what you didn't see on the camera is after the interview, she actually did a cupping session. Check out my back. So after the massage, then she put these like glass cups. I'm sure you guys have seen it before. Put these glass cups on me,
pulled out the lymph, the blood flow, just got everything circulating, so it was really good. I want to say thank you to everybody who was not only watching the video today, but was also in the video. Everyone was so amazing and positive and kind and respectful. I just want to say thank you. So that's it for me. I'm signing out. I'm ready to go do some dancing. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.